Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Thursday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread.
We find ourselves in Daniel chapter 10, down to verse 15. And Daniel has been in prayer and fasting for 3 weeks. God has responded to these prayers and sent an angel with a vision and a message of divine revelation who is opposed by the fallen angels, those that are at work through the nation of Persia, and he does battle with them, and Michael comes as the rescue. That just reminds us that we're constantly in spiritual warfare. But this angel has come with a message to let him know what's happening now and what is to happen in the future, and that is this warfare that's going to take place also in the latter days, not only in the immediate days that Daniel is making inquiry about, but the sufficiency of God's word is now going to equip him to know what is yet to come. And so after this angel has spoken to him, this is what takes place in Daniel 10 and verse 15. When he had spoken to me according to these words, I turned my face toward the ground and was mute. And behold, one in the likeness of the children of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke. I said to him who stood before me, O my Lord, by reason of the vision, pains have come upon me, and I retain no strength. How can my Lord's servant talk with my Lord? For now no strength remains in me, and no breath is left in me. Well, if you don't mind, I'm just going to spend just a little bit on this today to talk about the dynamic of living in the Lord and for the Lord in the dynamics of a fallen world in light of the victory of Christ at the cross and his resurrection, but not yet has the victory been consummated. In light of all of those things, when you read this about Daniel, no strength is in me, I can't even speak without you. That is a glorious posture. It is not that we don't want to move. Yes, we want to get into the battle. Yes, we want to be alert. Yes, we want energy. Yes, we want to speak. Yes, yes to all of that. But what Daniel has done is set before us the reality that this battle that is before us as believers, the battle for the glory of God through our life by the salvation of grace in Christ, in our family, in our marriage, in our ministries, in our church, for the cause of the kingdom, we can't do this. We don't have the strength to do this. Without him, we can do nothing. And so what Daniel has come to realize in this moment is I can do nothing. I am emptied of myself. Now he will gain the strength of the Lord. And that's the way we need to live. Without him, we can do nothing. But with him, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The power of his word, the power of the gospel, the power of prayer, the power of the Spirit. There's where our confidence is. There's where we place ourselves. So we put no confidence in the flesh. It is the Spirit who gives life. And thus we rest in the power of Christ through the Spirit, by his word, and to his glory. So may I encourage you, as you see Daniel, rightly not rely on his own strength, but also rightly call upon the strength of the Lord, and watch how the angel comes to minister to him. And so the angelic world is sent from the Lord to minister to us, to bring us to a place where we focus upon the Word of God, fix our eyes on Jesus, who is our confidence, and nothing can separate us from him, not dominions and not principalities, and also to rest in the power of the Spirit of God, who strengthens our arms and opens our mouths for the task of living to the glory of God, even as we know the joy of our God. And that is the work of grace that is depicted for us in this moment in the life of Daniel. But we're not through yet, so you join me tomorrow for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.